Good evening, family, on this Monday night, and welcome to Willis Truth Call on this 07-17-2017 Monday night. Family, I hope you had a beautiful and a safe day this past day and a beautiful and safe weekend this past weekend. At this time, family, I'd like to start the call off with a prayer. Dear Creator Crexlin, I'm calling on you at this time to watch and protect the family and myself tonight on our conference call. I'm asking you to protect us against Makar's evil and against all evil, both seen and unseen, and all future evils. I'm asking for the same divine protection for every man and woman of your Nasara White Knight teams worldwide. Continue to protect these good men and women so that they bring forth your Nasara, so that we may have our freedom, our sovereignty, and our prosperity given back to us. I'm also asking you to chasten us and bestow wisdom, restore common sense in all of us as the receivership of great wealth, your blessed wealth. Make us all understand that this blessed wealth must be used for good and not evil. All of this I ask in the mighty name of my I Am, in the mighty name of my Creator Crexlin, I ask it all. So be it. Let it be done. This time, family, I'd like to make an announcement about the call. Disclaimer, I'm neither a lawyer, doctor, financial advisor, consultant, or a banker. Any answer that I give to anyone that calls in and asks me a question is strictly of my own opinion and should not be misunderstood or mistaken as me giving advice. I'm not an advisor of any kind. As always, family, I must and always like giving thanks to our brother Gene, who is the webmaster and administrator for www.willystruthcall.com website. Thanks so much, my brother Gene, for everything you do for all of us. Most of all, I want to thank so much for being my true friend and standing by me all this time. And also, I want to give thanks to our new family member and our brother, the one who knows Richard. Okay? And I'm asking that Crexlin continue to watch over and protect him and to guide him, to use him as a child of light to bring the truth, not just to this call, but to everyone. Okay, family, the queue is now open at this time. As you know, this is Monday night. And our brother Richard, the one who knows, is with us. Richard, are you there?
Here I am.
All right, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right. And we've been blessed to have our brother with us of light on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Okay? Now, at this particular time, I'm asking for all family members and all participants who are new to the call to press star 6 at this time. If you have any questions for my brother, the one who knows, any questions from me, Willie, or if you have any information that you'd like to bring to the call, please press star 6. Also, if you have any local, state, or national intel that you'd like to bring to the call, please press star 6 at this time to put yourself into the queue. And once again, I want to make this announcement that on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, our brother, Richard, the one who knows, is with us. At this time, if you have any questions for our brother Richard and myself, Willie, please press star 6 this time to put yourself to the queue. My brother, anything you want to say?
Yeah, it looks like the big thing is still this Social Security thing going on. Let me make a few comments on this. First of all, okay. I told you before that the other truth call, the one with WC and Fisher and Tank, and they're cabal. That's a cabal operation. They've been trying to get you to get into the Social Security thing, and it's a scam. So this is what I want to say, is that don't listen to what I'm saying specifically that it's a scam. I want you to reason this out with me. Is there any way that when we're still in the new cabal, when the old cabal system on this side of the financial changeover, where IRS is still collecting taxes, where foreclosures are still going through, where all the old admiralty laws are still in effect for the most part in the court systems. On this side of all of that, do you think that there's any way that you're going to be able to go get any of your money that they have taken from you? If you think about it, the IRS is still taking money from you. If the IRS is still taking money, what makes you think that there's any vehicle, any system, any way that you're going to take money back on this side of the financial change? My friends, nothing is going to happen like that. There is no free money, no getting any money back, no money being offered back to you on this side of the financial change. On the other side of the financial change, historic bonds will be paid, prosperity packages will be paid, currencies will be upgraded and exchanged, there will be money given back for mortgages will be canceled, credit card debt will be canceled, St. Germain Trust will be paid out, you'll be given money back that the IRS took from you. All of that happens on the other side of the financial change, not on this side. So why are these people pushing you? They got a scam. They're getting your email addresses. They're getting your social security number. They're signing you up. And now, of course, we got another cabal agent, Ken Dunn, in a cabal operation, the Goldfish Report. And what is he saying? That everybody who signed up for this fraudulent scam is now going to have an arrest warrant waiting for you when you get to exchange. That's not true. That's not going to happen. Listen, you guys got caught up in the scam, sure enough. Are you going to get the highest rates? I don't know. Because, you know, it's going to be a lot. You're going to be entrusted with a lot of money. You guys have got to get it together. You've got to get this right. Because when you have a lot of money, you can't be making mistakes like this and be falling for scams. You've got to think this out. So this is my best advice for you right now. Because I get a lot of people emailing me saying, hey, I got caught in the scam. I got talked into it. I was desperate. But listen, someone I know had this quote, and that's desperation is no excuse for stupidity. Desperation is no excuse to get involved in a scam. There is no time to get involved in a scam. A scam is a scam is a scam, and it's always a scam. There's never justification to get involved in a scam. I don't care what. Anyway, this is what I suggest. If you got involved in it, whatever, go down for whatever your reasons are. Whatever kinds of things happened, if you were a naysayer on the blogs, if you talked down to them, whatever issues you think you might have, go to the exchange, bring your currency, tell them what's going on, and work out whatever you can work out there. That's all you can do. That's the thing to do for everyone. Is go down there, bring your currency. Will they let you off on it? Maybe so. Maybe they get it. Maybe they understand it. But this is the thing. Don't stay away. You know, a piece of metal, when you bend it one way, it's weakened. But when you bend it back the other way, it breaks. That's what the cabal is trying to do to you now. They bent it one way by getting you involved in this scam. I mean, everybody, it's like, oh, I exchanged and I got the scam and I got the money and all that. Really? Who are these people that are telling you that? Some no-name on the internet is telling you they got money? Really? You're believing them? Listen, I go by my full name, Richard Lee McKim Jr., author of How to Use Your God Power, How to Change Your Reality. I'm standing here in my full name telling you this is a scam. They're anonymous, or Joe Blow, or whoever their names are, telling you they got money. It's ridiculous. They're all cabal stooges. Anyway, so go down to the exchange. Tell them what's going on. They probably know that you got involved in it. Oh, there you go. The thing about the metal I want to tell you. So here they bent you one way by getting you involved in the scam, and now Ken Dunn, a cabal operative, now tells you that when you go down to the exchange, you're going to have this arrest warrant. So what happens? It bends the money back the other way, and it freaks you out. It puts you in fear. And you know what? Fear is what the cabal want you to be in, is fear. Don't be in fear. Go to the exchange. They trick you. That's what cabal scum do. They trick you. They scam you in every kind of way. And this was a pretty big scam. They had a lot of people involved. I mean, even Fisher was freaking posting on IDC. I mean, how ridiculous is that? Anyway, go down to the exchange, bring your currency, tell them what's up, and work out a deal and walk out of the exchange with some money. But don't worry, don't be in fear that something's going to happen when you go down there. You got caught in a scam, sure enough. How's it going to pan out? I don't know. But don't worry about it. Go down to the exchange and tell them what happened. But they're not going to arrest you for getting caught in a scam. So that's all I got for now. I imagine there'll be some more questions coming up. Do you have any questions on that, Willie?
Yeah, only one. Yeah. And it's a good thing, okay? First off, when you go in exchange, I know already how they got it worked out. Okay, everybody will be getting the same rate under Nasara and Gasara and the common law. Okay? The rates are going to be phenomenal. The dinar by itself is going to be in triple digits. Could be up to from $100 to $149. Now, the dong, not quite sure about. The Zimbabwe is going to be absolutely ridiculous on what you're going to receive. We're talking about in terms of money. Now, it doesn't make any difference whether you walk in there by yourself or walk in there with 100 other people. They're not going to do. They don't have to do you any special favors because everyone is going to get the same rate. Guys, a lot of these guys have been putting this stuff out for a long time that if you come in with 5 or 10 people or 2 or 3 people or whatever, we're going to bump the rate up and all this. No. Everyone will be getting the same rate, and it's going to be phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. So let me add this to that. What you're saying is true. In the old days, we used to think that, at least they told you this, the cabal told you this, that if you got together in a group, that if you had more currency altogether, that you could get bigger rates. And what you're saying is that's not true, and that's absolutely right. That's not true at all. One person could, frankly, get a much higher rate than 10 people together with even more currency. Because the way I understand it is you're exactly right. You don't need a bunch of people. You don't need a bunch of currency to get a good rate. But if you're going to get more than what the normal rate is for currency, if you have a project, the elders are giving a gift of additional rate, a higher rate, so that you will be funded to go out and do your heart's delight, do your projects. So I agree with you that you don't need to be in groups, and there's no special advantage to being in groups as far as getting rates go. One person with one Zim note can get a higher rate than 100 people together with 100 Zim notes each. That's just the way it is. They can get a higher rate. In fact, they're more likely to get a higher rate. But the only thing I would say based on what you said, though, is that, yes, there are some privately negotiated rates available above, not for everybody, not everybody's into it, but above what is a normal standard rate. And if you have projects and you talk with a twinkle in your eye and clearly you're a light worker and you're ready to get to work and you want to do this, they will give you a higher rate. So, but you're right. You don't have to be in groups to get a better rate. In fact, that doesn't help you at all.
Okay. Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. First caller is 757.
Good evening, Mr. Willie. And good evening, Mr. Richard. How
Hello.
Are y'all tonight?
Very good.
Fine. Doing fine.
Great. Great. It's wonderful to hear y'all voice. I'd like to say kudos to Brother Gene and also to the wonderful families that are out there, that masses of people, because, I mean, a call like this and the union that we have between the two of you is truly ideal. It's just a wonderful occurrence to take place in this,
I agree,
downtrodden, oppressed society. But anyway, I have, if I may, or should I bring the stock market report tonight, sir?
Yes, go right here.
Okay. Thank you. I'm showing that the Dow overall shows a negative 4%, and that equates to a negative 8-point drop, 8.02 drop, equating to 21,629.72. The Standard & Poor's showing overall a negative 0.01% decrease, and that equates to a 0.13, a negative 0.13 drop on the Standard & Poor's. It translated to 2,459.14. Now, the Japan Nikkei 225 shows overall that it dropped a negative 0.50%, translating to a negative 101.35 drop in points. And that translates to 20,017.14. Now, for gold, it shows overall that it went up 0.02%, which translates to $1,233.90. And silver went up 0.04%, translated to $16.10. Now, on another note, I have this article that I was listening to what Brother Richard was talking about, and it was saying, so this article is called State with the Highest Identity Theft Rate Might Surprise You. Yeah, I just clicked this on here, and it says, again, state with the highest, and then it says, in parentheses, least identity theft. It says that the risk of identity theft in the United States continues to rise. The incidence of such crimes rose consistently over the last decade from 246,214 in 2006. To 399,225 last year. The rate of identity theft varies considerably between states. Using the Federal Trade Commission 2017 Consumer Sentinel Network data book, 24/7 Wall Street reviews the states with the most and least identity theft. The Consumer Sentinel Network received over 3 million complaints in 2016, of these, identity theft compromised 13% of the third largest complaint category after debt collection and imposter scam. It says the risk of identity theft has decreased as larger quantities of personal data continue to be exchanged over the network, over the internet. According to the Identity Theft Resource Center, the security of nearly 7.4 million personal records, a name plus a social security number, driver's license number, medical and financial records have been compromised so far this year. Because often there is little that law enforcement can do, many victims do not report identity theft. While identity theft is a serious crime, only 27% of identity theft cases documented with the Consumer Sentinel Network are reported to law enforcement.
Okay, let me cut you off there, because you made your point for sure that there's identity theft. So let me make a few points on that. Number one, identity theft was something that, frankly, that was supported under the cabal operation. Anything that could make you worry or make your financial matters a threat, all those kinds of things were supported. However,
yes,
in the new system, it's going to be very, very hard for anybody to have identity theft. I don't know all the measures in, but I can guarantee you it is not going to be anything like it is now as far as the threat goes, because I don't want anybody to worry. The other thing, I'm glad you mentioned this, because a lot of people think that this Social Security scam thing is related to identity theft, and frankly, it might very well be having to do with that, but I can guarantee you, I know and I have it firsthand, that whatever plans these people had when they launched this Social Security thing that's going on, this is for you people that did get involved in it, whatever it was that they were planning to do, they will not be permitted to do it. It will be shut down, and whatever has happened, you will be protected. They know all about it. They know who they are. They know what they're doing. And at the right time, they will swoop in, shut them down, lock them up, and whatever information you gave them is going to be safe. They're not going to let that be compromised. So I don't want you to worry about that.
Yes, sir.
And I'd like to add on to, and I'm 100% what you said, Richard. Now, I want to say something about the identity theft. And this was already brought to us years ago, okay, by my mentor who had galactic contact, and also it did come out in some writings. Right now, the reason why the cabal cannot do what they want to with us and go into our bank accounts, steal our money, and do all type of crazy things is because the software, in which we run on two parallel systems, but the primary software is of a galactic origin. Okay? Now, they've tried in a number of times, tried to hack into it, and Bill Gates and his hacker friends, okay, all tried, and all wound up pulling their hair out, and almost had to go to hair club for men. They literally lost their minds, and one of them said, "We have never seen anything like this from an earthly realm before."
Okay, let me add something onto that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do they have this advanced software that you're talking about, but they literally went into the Treasury, and they literally went into all these places, at the high-end places where the computers are. They took out the computers. They took out all the old computers, brought in brand-new galactic computers with the brand new software. So any hardware bugs that they had in there, any kind of software stuff that was in there, any kind of whatever, the computers went out. They not only replaced the software, but they replaced all of the computer hardware as well. And it is bulletproof.
Totally bulletproof. And the same thing goes for your communication.
They cannot do a thing about it. That's right. And so, when the money goes into this system, when you put your money into this new system, it is safe. There is no way in any kind of shape or form that anybody can hack into it, get into it, tap into it. They can't move money around without being seen. So it's very, very safe. That's why I say Bitcoin and those type of systems, which made sense when there was dangers, like now, and offshore accounts and all that kind of stuff, are going to be gone. Because your bank account is going to be the safest place on this planet for you to keep your money. Go ahead, Willie.
Exactly. And okay, I want to back you up on that. Your money, there's no need for any more safe haven accounts offshore, period, okay? All right? We learned this a long time ago, okay, that all these safe havens and avoiding paying taxes and all this different stuff, you don't have to worry about that. There's going to be like maybe two banks, okay, that can handle everything, whether it's here onshore, here in America, or offshore. Okay? So there's no need for you to be moving your money all over the world and all this different stuff, okay?
All the banks will have exactly the same system, and there's
exactly
not going to be any income taxes. There's not going to be anything to hide your money from. And the bad guys can't get it. There won't be any taxing authorities trying to get it. There's nothing to hide from. So in all the banking systems and all the countries are all the same. So it's not like the old days in the cabal that some banking systems were safer in some countries than others and blah, 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 all that. That's over. They're all the same everywhere in the world. Same system.
Right. And which, you know, technology is my field, okay? And I want to say something about, we're going to go to smartphones, okay? And smartphone, laptop, desktop, doesn't make a difference, okay? But your smartphones, okay, all of your apps under the new system, no matter what you put on your smartphone, is going to be completely secure. You have to be worried about anybody grabbing anything out of the air, grabbing any of your Wi-Fi signals out of the air, or anything like that, okay?
Yeah.
They've already got all this in place.
All new hardware. I don't know if it's like a week or 2 weeks or something like that, but in a very short period of time after this happens, the shelves are going to be cleared, and all new computers, all new systems, all new software, all the new highly advanced, highly secure, top of the line, they got the right frequencies, the safe frequencies, not the bad frequencies, all of that. all the new hardware is going to be put on the shelf for you. So very shortly after this, you're going to be able to get the most advanced, best systems that there are.
Right, right. And don't let anybody scare you about Wi-Fi, about 5G Wi-Fi. 5G Wi-Fi will be completely safe.
Yeah.
Okay?
New system, it'll all be safe. Yep.
It'll all be safe. So don't let anybody make you paranoid about that. Okay? All right, anything else, my brother, Ron, that you want to bring?
Yeah, I'd like to say, and I'm not going to read no more of the article, but this one I would like to say to the to your audience, that we, between our guests, Mr. Richard and Mr. Willie, we have some of the best inside information on the planet. And it behooves audience to pay strict attention and adhere to the wonderful words that are being disseminated across these phone lines, and that we all should continue to be faithful in our endeavors to get it right. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, my brother. Okay. Okay, now before I go to the next caller, I've had some of my brothers and sisters, which at that particular time, a long time ago, I did not know, and there was an old post on my website, which is willistruthcall.com, www.willistruthcall.com website. Okay? Now, I had Cobra's a link to Cobra's website that was on there that has been pulled, that has been taken off of my website because I do know the truth now, and I found out the truth. First of all, I found it from my brother Richard, the one who knows, and then I had to make some checks with some other individuals, and yes, it is true. Okay,
that's a cabal operation.
It's a cabal operation. It's a cabal operation.
Sure
and
is.
It is no longer posted. No links to Cobra is no longer posted on my website, www.willistruthcall.com. Okay? All right. Next caller is 860.
Well, good evening. I'm so glad to be on this call. I've waited for a truth call for a long time. I've been in this currency situation for over 8 years. So I'm pretty tired. I'm waiting. Still waiting. And I've been through a whole lot. My house is foreclosed. It's gone. I'm not sad about it. I know that better things are coming ahead. I've been on a lot of different calls. And one in particular I was on for a while until he started saying, your dinar is no good anymore. Your Zim is no good. Get rid of it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Go ahead.
You know who that is?
I could guess. Would it be Frank 26?
No.
TNT?
Dave Schmidt.
Schmidt. Oh, yeah. You got into, you dipped, you stepped into some Schmidt there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, old Schmidt. Yeah, I know Schmidt well.
I thought he was cabal a long time ago, somebody said.
Yep.
But
definitely.
I listened to some of his calls, but his recent one was, there are no buyers for your Zim. No buyers.
Oh, I know. He's so ridiculous.
So
yeah, I called him out lots of times. And by the way, let me just say, I have no problems calling out who they are. I will say their names. I will say them here loud and clear because I know from inside information who they are, and I don't have any problems with calling them out. Schmidt is cabal all day long. Do not follow anything he says. All right, go ahead.
No, I have a friend that started selling his dinar and his Zim, and I emailed him. I said, I hope you still have some.
No.
that was stupid. You know.
I know.
So then you had that
Cindy K. Courier, that cabal operative, telling people to burn their currency. Which was such a ridiculous thing, but I think she's been handled already, but I'm not positive, but that's another one.
I've been deleting.
Go ahead, love.
I've been deleting these people. I've canceled out on Frank 26. I canceled out on him. He knows a lot. I've followed him for so many years, but I'm getting tired of all of it.
Yeah, let me just say this right now, love, while you're mentioning it, while we're talking about Frank 26. His big thing he's trying to do to you guys, he's trying to tell you to wait for the float on the dinar, and that is ridiculous. There may very well be a float. It may very well go up in price, but I guarantee you it will not go up as high in price as it will be for you guys when you go in on your early exchange. If you do not go in and exchange and you wait for that float, you will lose.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm
I'd like to say something, dear, right quick. Please, yes. Please forgive me for cutting in on you and Richard,
but please.
I want to say this.
Go ahead.
Okay. WC of the so-called Real Truth Call and a character named the Captain, they used to be with me. Okay? Now, the Captain was the first one that started trying to contact people, telling everybody they need to get rid of their blood money, which is the dinar and the dong and the Zimbabwe. He was the first one that started doing this stuff. Okay? All right? And, yeah, I call the name out. Yeah, his name is Willie Broaden. He's not the Captain. Okay? WC's name is Willie Claiborne. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's her real name. Okay? Now, these jokers, when they started doing before they started doing that, I knew that they were the dark side. I've been knowing that for a long time. But they were told by their handlers to go out and put this information out to get rid of your dinar and your dong and your Zimbabwe, to make people, to basically to disenfranchise a lot of people, make people give up their dinar dong in Zimbabwe so they wouldn't cash them in, and also to make people not want to purchase any.
Hmm.
Okay? So I just want to let you know about that.
Yep, definitely. That's why you weren't having it, and that's why she ended up going and doing her own call. And I applaud you for that, Willie, for standing for truth. And by the way, we had the same kind of thing with this William Shroud or whatever his name is on the Goldfish Report. Again, a cabal operation. It was giving us this nonsense about the Zim money was karmic. Oh, the USN. Oh, this is ridiculous. The USN is a debt instrument. Oh, please. It's gold backed. That's what it's about. And that it has karmic debt or something. Let me tell you what. The only karmic debt that's being that there is for the cabal, and they've got the bill to pay. They're going to be paying their karmic debt, I guarantee it. But go ahead, love.
Well, no, while I was listening, I kind of switched around to different people to listen to, thinking, okay, am I going to get anything valid? You know, I listened to Gary Larrabee. Then that was Kent Dunn, that organization, I guess, Goldfish Report. But they're just all,
let me just say this about Gary Larrabee. I like Gary. He's a friend of mine.
Yep.
But he does not discern anything he puts on his site. He will put anything there. So just because it's on his site doesn't mean it's good.
No,
so
I read your report about it too. But, you know, he's a dear person. But
he's a good guy, but he just does not have any discernment at all.
Right.
Go ahead, Liz.
I am thrilled with this now, your truth call. This is I started listening to your recorded calls, and I said, no, I want to be on the call tonight.
Nice.
Because I just had to vent about Dave Schmidt in particular. You know, this is – it's very distressing that – oh, I did have a question about another person, Planet Dinar, Blaine Fogel. Do you know him?
No.
No, okay.
I can't say for sure,
Blaine,
but if it's fear, if it's no GCR, if it's no currencies, if it's no Nasra Gesra, it's cabal.
Nope. He's not. I was just wondering.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know specifically. I'm not getting that he's bad right offhand, but I can't speak with any authority on it.
Well, he's waiting for the club to be exchanged. The club is very large, and a lot of people have submitted their currency, and he's there waiting. I mean, he lives in another state, and he has a family, but he's staying there till it's done.
Well, there are some groups that are legitimate, sure enough, but still, even for the legitimate groups, you're still better off being exchanging by yourself. You can get higher rates by yourself, and you can get paid right away by yourself, and no money's being taken off the top. when you exchange by yourself. You walk out of the exchange center with cash in a live account. You won't do that with a group. But go ahead, love.
I've been listening to you, and I mean, I do have a trust. I had set up a trust before, but I will go to a wealth manager and maybe set up a different trust or change the trust I have according to what comes through.
Yeah, if I were you and I had a trust already or had one already, I would go with the skeletons trust at the bank, but take the trust you have. Go down to the wealth manager, show it to them, have them look over it from the point of view of the new laws and the new, you know, all the new stuff to see if there's any tweaks that need to be done on it. Because since we're not, back in the old days, we thought that there was going to be a tax implication. So everybody said you got to get it into a trust so that when it increases in value, you won't have a tax liability. But we don't have that anymore.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if it's in the trust when it goes up in value or it's not. So I would say go with the skeletons trust that the bank does at the exchange, then hand it to your wealth manager who knows the new laws. He's been trained for years on it. Let him look it over to see if it's the one you want, if it works for you or not. That's what I would do.
And I want to say something about the trust, dear, okay, in which Rich and I agree with this. Okay, now, if you do have any trust right now, okay, a lot of people, they jumped the gun. Okay, they got trust. Okay, some people I know, they got the common, but it's got to be a common law trust. Okay, no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Okay, it's got to be irrevocable. Okay, I'm letting you know that now. That's very important.
It's
a common law Okay, good enough. Okay, well, you're right on point. Now, if it has an EIN number or a tax identification number that's attached to it, that's the only thing that you'll have to retract from it and remove from it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But I was going to say again, though, you can get the very best advice with the newest laws that we don't even know for the wealth manager because they've been trained for this. Yeah.
That's what I'm specifically talking about is the wealth manager. Okay. See, they have to adhere to the common law. No ifs, ands, buts, and maybes about it. Okay. You can bring that trust to them. You can look over your trust. If it has an EIN number to it, you tell them, I want to use this trust, but I want to disconnect the EIN number from it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That sounds good.
Do
you know if, like, TD Bank is one of the banks that is a bank that would exchange or?
Well, do you have Zim, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. So right away, you're going to be exchanging through HSBC, period.
Okay.
So now if you want to put money in TD or in any other bank, by all means, do so. After you get done with the exchange, then you transfer a million, a billion, trillion, whatever you want, and whatever banks you want to put it in, no problem. But you will be going through HSBC if you have Zim.
Okay, I do. I have a trust account with TD Bank. And,
okay. Yeah. So after the exchange, you can put money in all the banks if you want.
Hey, why not?
It won't be a great advantage, but maybe it's, you know, if you walk into a local bank somewhere and whatever.
Okay, let me help you with that, Richard. Okay, now.
Go ahead.
To be smart with your money, because this is somewhat, you know, I've studied this for a long time, so about 23 years, okay, since first meetings. If you want to be smart with your money, it's best to spread your money around and put in at least two to three different banks. Okay, all right? Now, your primary money, where your mother trust is, that's your primary money. You never want to exhaust the funds in that, okay, ever, okay?
And you don't let me just throw this in, you don't want to have a credit card or checks or anything attached to that main account. You move money out of that main account into another account where you access it, but nothing accesses your main account directly.
No. In other words, no real world credit card. You will have a card that's going to be attached to it, but that's going to it's only for transferring money from point A to point B. Only.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. Nothing else. Okay. Not going to Chuck E. Cheese or anything like that. Okay?
My trust account, I have checks. I have checks. I don't have a debit card, but probably. Are you saying set up something?
Yes.
Well, your wealth manager will help you with all that, too.
Yes, set it up
for whatever you want to do. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have many, many projects that I want to, that I have in line that I want to work on. I want to help so many people and situations. People coming out of prison, I've made a contact with them. They need furniture. They need houses. They need a lot of things to get started again with their lives.
And there's going to be a lot of them, too, by the way. A lot of people are going to be released, so that's going to be a big thing. Yeah, yeah.
Yep, yep. I am just overjoyed.
Fantastic.
I thank God so much that he took me to the ascension with Mother Earth. I've been on that for a long time, but your call, you know, came up. And I thought, well, I started listening to the to your replays. So, anyway, I'm live, and I am so thrilled. I'm happy, and we are moving forward, and I hope it's pretty soon, because I really need a house.
By the way, I do love being on this call. This is Willie. You're terrific. I love being in a place where we can talk the truth, you know?
Thank you.
If we got to whack a troll or two, you know, we do it. We take care of business.
Yeah, and I'm eliminating everybody else, because I don't want to waste my time, you know, on any delete.
You know, it's almost to the point now where I would tell people, don't even bother reading anything. You know, you don't even need to read my post, frankly, because the only thing we need now is the contact numbers, the 800 numbers. There's really nothing else to read. Anything comes up that's got any kind of a thing, it's going to be a scam, you know. There's really nothing else you need to know except the contact numbers. Everything else you already know, yeah.
Well, the contact...
And I want to direct this, please pardon my sister. I want to direct this to all my brothers and sisters that's in the prosperity programs and the global settlements, okay? That's if you're in the farm claims, the bankers claim, Dotson, Omega, Destiny, Freedom program, green light, okay? All right. Now, if you're in those programs, which are the primary programs, okay, these programs are the reason why we're having Nasara and Gasara, okay? Now, the military is going to be assisting the carriers in delivering your packages. Okay? Now, if you've been at your residence at least for 1 year, they have access to the primary database, and they will find you. Okay? Now, if you just recently moved, I would suggest you having a change of address done, if you hadn't already had it done. But it's very important, if you just recently moved, you need to have a change of address done, and they will locate you, and they will find you. Because, as a matter of fact, they know all of us are anyway. If we've been at our residence at least for a year or longer, they already know where we are.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's good advice, by the way. That's good information.
Well, I've been out of my house for 6 months now. I owned my house for 48 years. And then I fell back on payments. And the bank says, we want your house.
No, that's okay. You're about to have an upgrade now. So it's all good.
Yes. I got over it. It took a while, but I got over it. Thank you, love.
Thank you for calling in.
Great, and I thank you, and God bless you too.
Thank you so much, my sister. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Next caller is 704.
Hey, Willie. This is Eve, and one who knows Richard. We love you very much.
Hey. Thank you.
We listen to you all the time. And my question is, you mentioned about the taxes. There's no income tax. That's great. But what about property tax? Because our land is paid off, or people to buy, they got something that's paid off, and they're constantly having to pay taxes. We have a friend that had her car confiscated because she didn't pay the property tax on it. So
let you know, first of all those kinds of things are going to change in the new system. I'm thinking there's not property tax. I don't have information on that. That's not something I follow specifically like I do the income tax question. But I don't think there's going to be. But I can tell you that all that kind of nonsense will not be happening on the other side with common law and Nasara and Gasara. What do you think about that, Willie? What do you got on that?
Okay, now... You have to remember now, property we talking about has to sit on land, right? Okay? All right. Dirt is old. Okay? All right. Okay. So no, I can tell you right now, it won't be taxed. It won't be any property taxes. Okay. All right. Period.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. I got
okay?
another
now,
question.
Now, the they're gonna have to. How can I say it? They're gonna have to. What do you call it? We itemize. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, if you have a brand new home built, okay, all right, that might be a different subject altogether. But if that house has been there, if that house has been there for a year, okay, you can exclude that property tax.
Oh, that's right. Okay? That's the new items tax versus the used items tax. Yeah, it
correct.
Seems like I remember about that being on houses as well. Yeah.
Correct.
But I don't
correct.
Know for absolute sure, but yeah, that sounds
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, another thing while we're talking about, we've got so many projects we're wanting to do, and a lot of it is purchasing land and building houses for the homeless, and we already have people lined up to help with these projects. The other thing is about the land is the deed, because right now everyone's a tenant, and the, mm-hmm. the land belongs to the Department of Transportation. Is
mm-hmm.
that going to change?
I can help you with that, okay? First of all, we're going back to allodial titles, okay?
Yeah.
All right? Okay? So allodial title is the only thing under common law that shows true ownership, okay? This crap that they got out here right now on us with the bankers and all these other lowlifes out here, okay? they always had a back door where they can come in and take – they actually still own it. You own nothing. Okay. All right. First of all, okay, we'll get that straight. But we're going back to the allodial titles. Okay, you can get an allodial title on land, a house, a business, or whatever, and it shows true ownership. Okay, you can do your homework on allodial titles. Okay.
Right. Now, Willie, what are you talking about allodial titles? What about existing property that you already have, but they gave you the deed? And it says, again, it says that you're the tenant.
All you got to do is do a rollover to an allodial title under the
yeah,
common
there'll
law.
There'll be some kind of process, and you'll know all about it. It'll be in a booklet. There'll be a website. There'll be something that tells you about those things. All these new laws, there will be some place that tells you exactly what you need to do for whatever your questions are under that.
Yep.
So, yeah, you don't have to worry about that. You'll find out everything you need to know when all this rolls out.
Yeah, right, but it's just as simple as doing a rollover. Okay,
uh-huh.
Just like right now, let's just say you have money in the bank. Let's just say you're rich right now, and you got a lot of money in a old style trust. Okay, a statutory trust, right? Okay,
right.
All right. All you have to do is just do a rollover into a common law irrevocable living business trust or a pure trust. Okay, well, it won't be a problem under the new system. At all, period. No problem.
Sounds great. Well, I sure do appreciate it. I have a lot more questions, but I'm going to let other people get on because I know what it feels like when someone's got a million questions and they're waiting to answer. So
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Love.
Y'all are magic together, really.
Oh, thank you.
I know. We just hadn't done the Indian ritual yet. He had to cut our time.
Yeah.
I'm working on that one. Okay, all right.
Okay, I did want to say my very first instinct, the first time I heard about the Social Security thing, I get an upset stomach when I hear something or read something like that. So I guess that is like intuition kicking in. And and even Cobra, the very first time I heard Cobra's voice, my stomach turned into a knot. So I think that's my gauger, and I love it.
Good. Yeah, lean on that.
You,
that's working for you. All right, love.
Yeah, thank you.
Next caller is 501.
Yes, I got a question for Richard and a comment.
Yes.
Don't matter.
Okay.
Richard, when this RV goes through and the Nacera goes through, how long will it be before we'll be able to get our health back
I'm expecting that there's going to be some things that are going to happen really, really fast. I'm not really sure of the exact order, but my guess is that it's going to be, we're going to exchange first. And then right after that, we're going to roll right into the Republic and the Sara and Gasara. And then I think it's going to be right after that, we're going to have Disclosure. And the healing ships will be here right after Disclosure. Disclosure, they're going to uncloak. They're going to be in the sky. We're here to help you. Blah, blah, blah. The ships will land. They're going to send out a signal, a frequency. The way I understand it, they're going to send out a frequency that our bodies recognize and we reset. People have missing arms and legs. They grow back. Missing organs, all that kind of thing, they grow back. Now, teeth, I understand that teeth is something you might have to go into the ship to get. So you, I don't care if they all fell out. I don't care what you got going on. You walk in there. Your body's a holographic body. And so it resets it to where you literally have original teeth back, all your original parts. And that's going to be very, very, I mean, I was saying that I thought it might be before the end of this month, maybe even, and still it might be. But I'm thinking for sure by next month, the healing ships will be here. So it's very, very soon. Very, very soon.
That's great news. Well, my comments for you and Willie both, I just want to say bless y'all for having this conference call and for the truth information you're putting out. I just want to say bless both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. And we'll give all praise to our true creator, okay, for bringing us together and for using us like he has to bring the truth.
Amen. And y'all are great pair.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Next caller is 619.
Hey, Richard. This is Scott in San Diego. How you doing?
Hey, Scott. What's up, buddy?
Oh, well, another lost weekend, unfortunately. But my question was, did you see on Chronicles where this article came out that was supposedly from Prime Creator?
Yeah, it wasn't.
Is that? Huh?
It wasn't.
It wasn't?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that was my question because I'm
sorry about that.
It doesn't seem like. It doesn't seem like he would be putting stuff out on Chronicles, even though it said it was channeled by somebody, you know, at the bottom of the
page.
Some
things are real and some things are not,
right.
But that one I happen to know is not.
And I want to say something about channelers.
Yeah, no, okay? We're not saying about that. It's just sometimes they're real, but other times people are using that to put forth an agenda.
I want to get specific about channelers. So you have some channels out there that's been placed there by the dark side. Some of these channels out there, they are not genuine. Okay? All right, I want to make that clear. You have some channels out there that are of the light. Okay? It's hard for a lot of individuals to distinguish who is righteous and who is not.
That's why I put out that post about how you can't really depend on who it's authored by. Like even my post. My post on Ascension with Earth, probably me. For sure, this is me on this call. But my posts have been put on other sites, and they say things that I didn't say. So what you got to do is you just got to look at the message. Don't look at who it's supposed to be from. Look at the message. If it's light, if it's optimistic, if it's talking about great things coming and all that, it's probably true. If it's saying there's anything going wrong or there's any problems or any of that nonsense, it's not true.
Are you going to be picked up and thrown into a concentration camp or something like that? You stay away from it like it's plague.
Okay? That's right.
Hey, Richard, I didn't hear you on Zora's call on Saturday. What happened?
Yeah, I know. That was a mix-up there. I was waiting for him to call me in, and somebody called in and told him that I wasn't going to. It was of the dark side, if you know what I mean. So.
Oh, boy. Well, did
those
you,
little tricky rascals.
You heard the call, right?
No, I haven't. I haven't even listened to it yet. I've been doing a bunch of other things. A bunch of other things have been going on, which will come out later, but you can't talk about them right now.
Oh, okay, because Zora was making it sound like Prime Creator.
Yeah, he was saying some stuff. Yeah, what I got was that there was a certain person, and I can't name them right now, that he was talking about, And I'm going to write about that myself because there's certain people I'm going to be outing. But I got the word that I can't out them yet. But when I out them, it'll all make sense because it all goes together.
Hey,
so
I'm curious, I don't even know I'm about to out them.
It's coming.
All right. You know, this would have been a good time to happen on the 4th of July. And I was kind of curious, like, what happened? Why didn't it happen on the 4th of July?
You know what? I was really expecting it to happen on the 4th. But frankly, I think they're going to backdate whatever happens to the 4th. We're going to still celebrate it on the 4th. But for reasons that we don't know, I mean, when we see the plan afterwards, from hindsight, it's going to be genius. But right now, we don't have enough information. But I can tell you, when it does happen, it'll all make perfect sense. And they're definitely, for sure, going to backdate it. We're definitely going to be celebrating independence from England and independence from the Cabal on the same day, for sure.
Oh, one more thing. Do you think, I mean, is this going to happen like this year, Richard?
Frankly, I know I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I'm expecting it any time for very good reasons.
Right.
So that's where I'm standing. There's nothing left to do. Everything's been done. There's been some more Cabal cleanup that I happen to know from inside information. And so right now we couldn't be in a better spot. What they're waiting for or what they're doing behind the scenes, I really don't know. But from everything I know, from all my inside sources, there isn't anything that has to be done that hasn't already been done except for timing. And I don't know what the timing issues are. But I'm expecting it any time. I really am.
That's funny that you guys are doing this Real Truth call, because I remember when you used to call in to WC call the Real Truth call.
I know. Finally, I just couldn't deal with her. Ugh. It was horrid. A hideous creature. Yeah.
Right. All right, guys. This is a great call, and it's really the best call going. I mean, there's not too many calls going anymore because everybody quit.
Yeah. Well, you know what I like about this? I like about this that I can say what's what. And Willie lets me call out the Cabal. He doesn't have any problem with that. And you know what? Listen, Maldek got blown up. Nobody stood up to him. I'm not putting up with him. Uh-uh. I'm calling them out. When I know who they are, I'm going to call them out. And I know who they are because I have inside contacts to say who they are. And this ridiculous nonsense, oh, let's not call out any Cabal. Oh, please. Real Truth Call 2, WC, Fisher, Tank, Tilton, Cabal. Kent Dunn, Cabal. Goldfish Report, Cabal. Schmidt, Deep Schmidt, Cabal. There you go. Penny Courier, Cabal. Now you know.
Why do you think Yosef is on that call then?
No, Yosef, he's on the call because he's giving a message to the audience. If he wasn't nice about it, they wouldn't let him on there. So you know what? He's sucking it up, and I appreciate him for it. I don't think I could do that. I would have to tell him off, but I'd only be on that show one time.
Right.
And that'd be off. But you know what? Their audience, just because they're bad, doesn't mean their audience is bad, and their audience needs intel as well. So, you know what? More power to him. He's taking the high road. He's getting the message to the people that still call over there. I get it. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't be able to stomach it. But good for him for doing that for them. He's not doing it for the Real Truth Call, the people that run the call. He's doing it for the people that call in over there. So
right.
I appreciate that, actually.
All right, guys. Great job. Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you so much, my brother.
Okay, brother. Bye-bye.
Next caller is 678.
Greetings, family. For Willie, for the one who knows, for all of the ones that are listening and getting great information. Willie, I need to check with you on one little piece of information. I had called and talked to you, it might have been about 4 to 6 months ago, and I was asking you, okay, I know you were just talking about real property and everything like that, but what will happen, I'm saying, after the RV and everything, and a person go through what we got to go through, will we be able to purchase land that no longer, I'm saying they have little cities on there, but the cities are closed down. Will we be able to purchase that land and reopen those little cities for the individuals coming out of jail and prison, and to actually start opening outdated factories. Well, not outdated factories, but things for people so they'll have the different type of businesses that we will create and everything. Will we be able to do that?
Yes. You will have no restrictions like under this evil system that we're under now. Okay? Whatever's there, you will have a right, okay, under common law,
okay,
which is our Creator's law, to go and purchase whatever you want.
And there's going to be a lot of factories that are going to be available for sale, because when we start having these personal processors to create whatever we want on demand, a lot of these big factories from the old days, the old assembly line stuff, is going to be outdated. So that's going to be a really big business, is retrofitting all those big operations with apartments or malls or whatever.
Right.
With those great big buildings, you know, to retrofit them. That's going to be really big, because there's going to be a lot of them that can be repurposed for something better.
Correct. Okay. Condos, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, because I know we had talked about before, like last week you talked about, after you go in now, you talk to the banker, and that he was looking for people that had suggestions, ideas, as you said, light workers ready to go. And I know a lot of light workers are right now exploding, and they are so ready to go, they are waiting.
Yep.
So all I'm going to say is y'all have a great call. I enjoy you. I know the family enjoys you. I'm looking for Marie to call in, because I'm good at listening to her, and for also I think it's what you call me, Birmingham. Yeah, them to call in also. Well, thank you. That's all I needed to know.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next caller is 941.
Good evening, Willie and Richard.
Hey.
My name is Kathy, and my house went into foreclosure and was sold last Tuesday. And today I took to the court a letter for the judge, and I asked for the surplus funds from the sale of my house so that I could relocate. Otherwise, I won't have anything to relocate with. And but there is another second a home equity line of credit on the home. I'm just wondering, Richard, if you could give me a feeling about what's going to happen with me, because
I'm not a real estate expert per se, but my guess is that whatever money is extra above the first mortgage will then pay the second mortgage, and if there's money extra above that, that'll be what you get. So I don't know that for sure. There may be a way to short sale it, but it's kind of hard to do after it's been sold, because then the money's there. But that's my guess. Offhand, that's my guess. What do you think, Willie?
Okay.
Under this existing system that we're under now?
Yes. We're on this side of it. Not on the other side would be different. Still on this side, yeah.
Well, you see, the thing is that's what's so bad and so evil about these low-life scoundrels. We talking about these judges and politicians and all. See, they can bend and break their own laws. Okay? All right? And even if something that's written in small print or whatever, okay, they can bend and break it on this existing system. Okay? Did they give you have you tried to get your money?
I filed the paper today to get it, but they don't give it to you right away.
Well,
but if I have to be out of my house, then I won't have a place to go, and I won't have money to go anywhere. So the other thing I'm planning on doing is filing an appeal, but I don't know, because this judge was very firm about he wasn't going to change anything.
Well, it doesn't matter if he's going to change anything. That appeal might delay it, might delay you being moved out. So, frankly, I'm not a real estate expert, but my guess is if you file that appeal has to be answered before you move out. That would be my guess. What do you think, Willie? I think that if you file the appeal, it might give you enough of a delay to make it to the GCR.
Right.
You know?
Right, exactly, yeah. Right, exactly right. It will give
you.
Do
you think that we're close enough for the GCR that
I really do. I mean, I said I'm expecting it tonight, and you know what? I really am. So we'll see tomorrow. But we know that Tuesdays are the first business day of the week, and I know that everything is done, and there was some cabal cleanup that was done that I happen to know about personally. So, listen, I'm always standing in a state of expectation, because expectation is the last step before manifestation. So, expectation, absolutely, I'm expecting it.
Well, I have been sending...
But I'm not guaranteeing it for you, love. You know, but I would say file the appeal and see if you can force a delay on it would be the thing that comes to my mind. But
more time.
Meanwhile, if this happens, then it won't matter anymore. You'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm really desperate for something good to happen here.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing I do is I just keep sending light and love to this judge and hoping that he will change his mind for the benefit of humanity. I mean, that's really cruel what they put you through.
I talked about this before, the difference between want and need. And why don't you send light and love that the best thing happens for you? Not that he does anything particularly, but the best thing happens for you, because maybe somebody else swoops in and gives you some money or gives you a place to live, or the GCR happens. It may not be required on him to do anything. Just expect and ask for the best thing to happen for you. And the best thing may be you have a scratch-off ticket and you win $1 million. There could be so many ways it could happen. And it may be that the judge doesn't have to do a thing and you're way better off on some other option. So instead of hoping for the judge to do something specific, hope for something great to happen, which might be the judge doing something. That might be how it manifests, but it might manifest in some other way. Why limit it to just what the judge is going to do?
Correct.
Okay, and if the GCR happens in the RV in the Sarah, would I end up with my house back, or would it still be considered sold?
Yeah, I'm pretty... I don't know if it's sold in somebody else's hand. Maybe, maybe not. I know if it's on the bank books, you'll probably get it back. If it's in somebody else's hands, you might get compensated for it instead. But I don't know what the line is of when they're going to give you the house back or just pay you for it.
Okay, let me help with that, my brother. Okay. First off, what's going to happen is this. You were the original person that they had frauded out of your home, okay? All right?
Right.
Now, you're going to have two options. You can get your house back plus $1 million, okay? But if it's a family that's already staying in that house, okay, that'd be the last thing that I'd want to do is to put out a family and they're happy with that home, okay? Now, you're still going to get the $1 million, okay? So what that simply means is you can go out and like Richard said, you can upgrade. Go out there and get your new home.
Right. It's what I really need to do, because this house really needs to be gutted or taken down. It's that bad. Mm. I need to move on, and I've taken care of a lot of sick family members here, and people have died here, and I really need to move on. But,
well, you never know. Your timing might be right exactly perfect.
That's right.
I mean...
That's right.
You don't know.
He was mean. He was shouting nasty things to me, but it is what it is. And
listen, love, you're going to get the last laugh, sweetheart, because, you know, you're going to be sitting there with a pocket full of cash and a great big brand new house, and he's going to have to be fixing that house up. So don't worry about it. You're going to be way better off.
Ask for prayers from everyone, because I just fell through the cracks after my husband died. We had paid off a business and two homes before this, and I'm not the kind of person that's usually delinquent and things, but I could no longer afford it after my husband died. So that's the long and the short of it, and I just ask for prayers that I get through this.
Okay.
But I thank you all very much.
You're welcome, Rob.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. You take care, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Next caller is 512.
Good evening, Willie. Good evening, Richard. How are you? This is Susie.
Thanks, Susie.
Hi.
Richard, I'm really happy for you that you found a home here on Willie's show and that the two of you can help each other. I think that's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I have one piece of news tonight, Willie, regarding Judge Anna again.
Susie, I'm so sorry to tell you, love, I'm not a big Judge Anna fan. I know you've come and brought that a couple times before, but frankly, I'm not really with the Judge Anna stuff. I don't put her in a very good category, and I don't know how Willie feels about it, but I'm not into Judge Anna at all.
Okay, Judge Anna, and I want to say this about her, okay? She still doesn't want to let go of this system, okay? But you have to know what you like. See, when you read her, you got to know what you're looking for, okay? But I have a big problem with that. She still wants to try to hold on to statutory to a certain degree. And then she quotes a lot of good things on how the laws are exposing how we have been taken by these unlawful and illegal laws and all that, okay? It's a mixed bag with her to me.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm not, for the most part, I don't think she's on board with where we're going and what's up. And I don't read her. I don't agree with her. And I'm not into Judge Anna at all. So for the record, let me just put that forward. I know you like her. You want to bring in the information, but while I'm calling it out tonight, I'm just going to call it out. I'm going to tell you, I'm not into Judge Anna's stuff at all. Go ahead.
Well, if I can respond to that, look, Anna, for over 20 years, has been learning about the cabal's tricks, the cabal's manipulation, the way that they've incorrectly used our birth certificates, our social security numbers, our names, our labor, etc. And not only did the accounts manifest that created the most recent scam, the Treasury Direct account, but she also even wrote a couple weeks ago about repository institutions and organizations such as Department of Labor, Department of Commerce, and others that have been housing securities made in our name. So
yeah, well, there's a lot of stuff that's gone wrong, and that's all going to be rectified in the new system. Money's going to be given back.
Right.
Taxes are going
right.
to be given back. We're going to
exactly.
get all that back. Yeah.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
But she is the person doing this. So I want to be fair to her.
No.
I share some of your
thoughts. No, ma'am. I have to stop you right there.
Okay.
No, she's not the person that's doing this.
Through the bankruptcy
okay.
account? Through the bankruptcy?
Okay. Now, let me tell you what happened with some good people that made an
okay.
attempt to try to defeat the evil with their own laws and their own judicial system.
Okay.
They got nowhere. They hit a brick wall. They couldn't get anything done. Now, if not for our brothers and sisters, we're talking about Saint Germain and the Galactic Federation intervening, we'd have had Armageddon back when George Bush Jr. was president, okay? And they would have totally taken us over with their New World Order and their cabal, okay? Now, see, you got to remember now how these jokers are, okay? All right? I know a lot of people have good intentions, okay? But if you're trying to defeat them with their own judges on their own system, you're basically just spitting in the wind.
Every single
okay?
thing is going to be addressed by the Republic, by Nacera, by Gacera, by Saint Germain. Every single issue is already slated to be handled and repaired and money refunded and all that already. And I'm just not with what Judge Anna is up to, frankly. I'm sorry to say, but I'm just not.
Okay.
So.
Well, you know, I see your point, and I will say one thing. Sure, she's on the ground. She's trying to do things through legal means. In the old system's court, it's been an uphill battle, no question whatsoever. But
mm-hmm.
I would like to believe that the scales have tipped a bit, and now that over 10 million people have claimed emancipation through their county courts where they were born and relieved themselves out of the system, that she just may prevail upon the bankruptcy judges to rule the right way. And today what she did was she addressed a letter to the president, Trump, Mnuchin, Sessions, and Judges Hogan and Lambert.
All that old law systems are all going to go out, every one of them. All the attorneys are going to,
And then they're giving them false hope. And deception, okay, with that. It's totally false hope and deception because, first of all, if they were honoring it, remember I told you they don't even honor their own laws, right? This would be all over. This would be on 60 Minutes, CNN, Fox News. It would be all over the world if they were honoring this, okay, all right? It's just like when Bill Clinton signed NASARA, they made, the Delta Force and the Navy SEALs came in and made him sign NASARA into law. Right? Okay? Guess what happened? They turned right around and reneged on it. Okay? After he signed the siren law, because you know why they could do that? Is because they still had the statutory Supreme Court justices, the judges in every court, and all the lawyers, okay, that were still working under them. Nothing has changed. I mean, the system is still there.
Right.
Okay?
We're going to have a completely new system, and everything will be repaired and returned.
Currently, everything is out of admiralty law and into bankruptcy law. And I even question if the fact that we're under bankruptcy law now means that that is one reason certain people have not been arrested, because we are not yet into common law, and we have left admiralty law, the law of the sea, which is what we have, and we're in this, how can I put it, we're in this bankruptcy holding pattern is really what it is. It's sort of like...
Yeah, USA Inc. is shot, they're gone.
In action. They're,
But USA Inc. is over. The Republic is in charge. All there is the show. The bankruptcy is gone. It's done. It's over. All that's left is the show. The new government, the new republic, is going to come in with new laws, and what Anna's working on is old stuff, and I don't agree with it. I'm sorry.
Right. Okay. I mean, Willie, last week you gave me the impression that you very much felt that her writings were relevant. Has something happened to change?
They're relevant up to a point.
Right. And
okay,
the part that I agree
with on is she shows you the illegal laws that were pushed off on us to take away our freedom and our sovereignty.
Absolutely.
You know, that much I respect her for. But she still doesn't want to let go. She still thinks that she can defeat this evil with their own system. She can't do it.
It won't happen. Ethically, morally, she had to try. Now, of course, we don't know. We don't know ultimately how this procedure will close out.
But you know what? I don't want to. I'm so sorry, Susie. Love. We only got a little more than a half an hour left of this show, and I really don't want to spend it talking about Judge Anna because so many people have a lot of questions.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, since she has certainly taken action in her letter today to address the Treasury.
Yeah, okay. Have you ever heard the old term, Susie, running in place?
Yep.
And not getting anywhere?
Yep.
Okay. Now, her intentions might be good, but she's still running in place, and she's not getting anywhere. Okay? All right.
You know what? It may be, but she has gotten things up to the point of this letter today. Willie, did you read it?
I read it. But like I said, we're going back to what I admire her for showing us how she, like I said, she shows how we got duped, you know, and how we got enslaved, you know, from 1600 and whatever,
Willie,
all the way up to Now, yeah.
Is this letter to Trump? Is this a letter written to Trump?
Yes. Yes.
The make-believe president?
Well, she maintains that the Republic has hired Trump on a month-to-month basis. Is that not
true? Yeah, it's the make-believe president. She's written a letter to the make-believe show president.
Right.
And who's about to resign, and and USA Inc. is about to close down.
Right.
That's what I'm telling
right.
you. She is not operating in reality. Trump is not the president. Writing a letter to Trump is like writing a letter to George Clooney.
But technically,
he's an actor.
Technically, he is an agent of the Republic, according to what she's written. And I don't.
Well, according to what she's written, I'm telling you, I don't believe what she's written.
I'm finna move to the next caller, okay? But I want to say this before we go. How many times have people written to their? I want to make this point. How many times have individuals written to their congressmen, complaining about something that was legitimate that could help hundreds of thousands of people, and the congressman listened, and they got it done?
Trump is signing fake executive orders.
Yes.
Writing a letter to Trump is meaningless. Meaningless.
It.
It's
okay.
Absolutely yes. meaningless.
So then, just so I'm clear, Richard, so are you saying that this bankruptcy case exists only in her mind and does not exist on paper accurately?
I'm telling you, anybody who's writing a letter to Trump, the fake
uh-huh.
president, is off
uh-huh.
base, doesn't know what's going on.
But
right.
If in fact he is hired by the Republic month to month, isn't she really writing the letter?
As a showman, as a showman, not as an executive officer
right,
of
right.
the Republic, as
but
a show, an actor.
Okay, I'm going to move to the next call. Susie,
okay.
Thank you so much, dear. Okay, all right?
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Next caller is 256.
Good evening, Willie and One Who Knows.
Hey.
Good evening.
I have a question. I need to know your opinion of a gentleman called Jester.
Oh, yeah. I'm not into Jester at all. I know who you're talking about. Don't like him.
Well, I know at one point in time he was wanting people to turn their currency over to him. He could get them a better rate.
I've written some posts against him on some cases, and then he was gone for a while. He didn't show up on Dinar Chronicles, but now I'm seeing that he's showing up. I don't like him at all. Don't like him
well,
at all.
I don't have never followed him, so I just wondered what your opinion was of it.
Yeah, I've written posts against him, calling him out before.
Is he a cabal?
You know what? I don't have enough information about him. All I know is he said things that I know are wrong.
Okay.
And I've called him out on it. And I don't like it when people say things that are wrong like that, that hurt people.
Well, I've just had bad feelings about when I've heard things that he said. So I just
yeah.
had bad
I agree.
Vibes.
I mean, I call it, it's like Cobra saying that the Zim is not going to revalue and that the dinar will hardly be worth anything. It's when I hear that, that riles me up. That's no good. Mm-hmm. That's pure cabal. So you know what? As far as Jester goes, I can't recall the issues right offhand because, frankly, I haven't been reading any of his posts. If I had, I might be responding to them. But I do know that it prompted me to write a response directed at calling him out before. So, you know, I don't have good things to say about him.
Okay. That's what I want to find out.
All right. Thanks, Lope.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Now, before we move to the next caller, this is for my old family members. I know you already have the backup numbers, but this is for the new callers who call in. Now, we have Willis Truth Callers on five nights a week. My brother Richard, the one who knows, he's on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Now, I'm going to give you a backup number if you have any difficulties of dialing into the call. Okay? The backup numbers are 716-293-9629, 716-293-9625, and 716-293-9620. Okay? We have one more, which is 716-293-9624. Now, you can bypass your carrier with these numbers if you have a difficult time trying to dial into the call when we're on the call. Okay, you shouldn't have any problem of getting into the call. As a matter of fact, you pass these backup numbers on to your friends, okay? All right, thank you. Next caller is 678.
Good evening, Brother Will, the Gene, and to our brother, one who knows, I'm enjoying
Hello.
The call so much.
Oh, thank you.
Also, I want
That's
I
my
hope
sister.
The family's doing fine.
Okay.
And also to my brother that was on the call and mentioned my name. I don't know how he knew I had something to bring tonight. But anyway, I would like some feedback.
That's Sister Marie, Richard. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Brother Will, Richard, I was out there and I was listening on the YouTube to your the power of God. I can't get the exact word.
How to use your God power?
God power. And it's excellent. I enjoy
Thank you
very much. There's a lot of material there to read. And
yeah, there is.
That's really good. And that's one of the beautiful things I like about this call, is the beautiful loving spirit of the, first of all, our brother Willie, Gene, and yourself, and the family members. And, I've been blessed to be able to pretty much discern spirits. And these are true spirits of light, and I love you all very much. I have a reading here, and I like to bring these type readings to the family because it's encouraging to them, and I would like to have your feedback. It's called Assessing the Power of the Universe of the Creator by Master Moya, okay? And it's being channeled by Natalie Gleason in the Sacred School of Omna. It says, greeting, wise beings of light upon the earth. I am Master El Moya, Kohan, and overseer of the first ray of light. I bring forth to you today the love, blessing, and support of the universe of the Creator for you to absorb and anchor into your being. Please accept the light and allow it to create magnificent transformation within your being. You are a reactive being. As a light being in the human body, you are reactive by nature. Often it is understood that upon the earth there is a need to dissolve the negative reactive responses of your being. In order to do so, it is important to recognize that negative reactive responses can cause chaos in your being if not recognized and dissolved quickly. Many people believe that there is a need for them to react to situations, energy, people around them from a neutral space or from a source of love. This is ideal as it allows you to open your energy channels to further express the Creator. However, in order to reach a place of reacting naturally from a space of within thinking or focusing your energy, there is a need to realize that it is in your nature to react in a loving, creative, and beautiful way with the Creator and all that is the Creator. As you express energy, so it attracts and meets with energy. A reaction or transformation takes place, which supports a synthesis, and so the Creator's energy is magnified. It is in your nature to respond to the Creator within you and around you. As a human being, you hold energetic patterns and behaviors which influence your way in which you respond to the Creator within your reality and within you. When these are purified, aligned with your soul, your desire, then you become a naturally loving, reactive being in constant correspondence and response with the Creator. You become a mirror of all that is the Creator. and a being constantly transforming as well as magnifying the Creator. The universe is reacting to you. The universe of the Creator is in a constant flow of communication, response, and reaction. The universe is constantly transforming and becoming expansive. You and the universe of the Creator are the same. You are one with a constant stream of communication. You are reacting within your being in the universe of the Creator without even realizing it. And because I realize that it is such a limited amount of time left, we got a lot of people, Brother Willie and Brother Richard, I will finish reading this tomorrow.
Okay.
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 Thank you.
Okay.
I'll just add one thing on that.
Sure.
That I tell people that if you want to control reality or control people in your reality, you control yourself. If you ever notice that when you bought a brand new car, suddenly everybody has that car and you see it everywhere, because whatever you're about, whatever you're looking for, whatever you're thinking about is what you see in the world, and it's what you elicit from people around you. So when you control how you think of the world and how you see the world, then that's the world you see, because that's the world you resonate with. You notice only those things that are relevant to how you think the world is. Somebody else standing next to you, thinking the world is different, looking in the same direction you are, sees a completely different world. So the way you control the world is by controlling yourself. And when you control yourself, you see the world that you've created.
Mm-hmm. Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you again, Brother Willie.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome.
Next caller is 267.
Good evening, Brother Willie, Brother Richard.
Yes.
This is Walt from Jersey.
Hey, Walt. Hey, Walt.
My question is, there is a full solar eclipse coming on the 21st of August of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also in September the 23rd, Virgo and Leo are supposed to align. So let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
What is that a part of the galactic plan? Is that something before the IRR or after the IRR?
You mean after the GCR, you mean?
Yeah, the GCR. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's going to be – I have every reason to believe that we're going to have this GCR before the end of this month, if not before the end of this week, if not by tomorrow. So there is just no reason for it to continue past that. So all these people saying – later on, I don't buy it. I don't see it that way at all. Whether or not that's, they're into energies. We got energies being transmitted to us from all over the place at all different times for different reasons. So whether or not it plays a part in some other things, maybe it does, for all I know. But as far as the GCR goes, the GCR is finished. We're just waiting for it to be done and for the new rates to show up on the computer screens. So as far as that goes, I'm looking for it no later than in this month. Probably by the end of the week, if not by tomorrow. That's where my stance is on that.
Okay. So what about the eclipse?
There's probably something to that. There's probably some energies that'll be coming in. Who knows about that kind of stuff? But as far as the GCR goes, I expect us to be long done with the GCR by the time that comes around.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next caller is 619. One more time. 619.
Hey, guys. Just one quick question.
About the stock market, Richard, I mean, it seems like it's being propped up incredibly and forever. Is it going to go down? Is we going to have a big crash or correction or what?
I don't think we're going to have a crash. Maybe there might be a correction. There might be something like that. But this is the thing. This is a completely benevolent transition, and there's no way they're going to let some kind of disastrous thing happen to freak people out. They're just not going to do it. So
okay, great.
I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't expect it. Maybe it comes down, but if it did, maybe it comes down slowly. But I can tell you, they are not going to let anything freak people out and worry them. They're just not going to. If you think
about it,
just one Zim note, right, at $1 is more money than 1,000 times the stock market. So if you think about that, one person could prop up the stock market themselves. And keep it from falling. So if that's the case, there's no way that the elders are going to let it drop and freak people out. I don't see it.
All right, great. Thank you, Richard.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Next caller is 870.
Good evening, everybody, and Richard and Willie.
Hey.
You know, really, this is Sue, and I really appreciate you, Richard, and you put an aspect to the call. Okay. Do you think that Paul Ryan is of the cabal?
No, he's not. However, there's a lot of background that shows that, and it's just like any of these crime shows you see. When a cop goes undercover, they give him a background. He's been in jail, blah, 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 blah. And I tell you, they had to make a pretty convincing background for him to get into the boys club with the cabal to get into position that he was in. And they made up a really good backstory. And this is the thing. I don't blame people for believing it because there's a lot of it. Because the cabal had believed it. It was good enough for the cabal to believe. And you know how they got all their spy systems and everything going on. So the thing about it is that will all come out. So I got two things for you. Number one, it'll all come out. It turns out he's the great guy. He's on our side. It was all a ploy to get him in position that he's in. Number two, he's the interim president anyway. So as soon as all this goes, we are literally going to legally, officially, properly elect the president. And I'm going to tell you right now, he's probably going to win the election by a landslide, because people are going to find out who he really is, and they'll find out all of this backstory is fake. But if somebody's worried about it, hey, I don't blame you. It's there. The cabal believed it. It's no wonder other people believe it, but I can tell you that I know that he's a good guy. He's on our side, and none of that stuff is true.
Okay, thank you. It wasn't myself, but I've been speaking with a lady that we kind of connect, and I kind of tell her what's going on and when, you know, about what's going to change.
Yeah, don't.
So she has a financial guy, and she's been buying up silver and different things and gold. And but that's the one that said it, and so I wanted to be sure because I didn't know.
Don't blame them because it was very, very convincing. It was convincing enough for the cabal to let him in that very high position of power. So when somebody believes it, I don't try to change their mind about it because the evidence is there. It's supposed to be, but it'll all come out. The truth will come out later.
Good. And Willie, you know, you said that the post that find me. I've been here now just about 3 months at my new address. And if the junk mail found me, surely they could find me with my global settlement package.
Yeah. Well, if you had a change of address done, you're in the ballpark. Okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah, Like, I'm getting things from the junk that I was trying to get away from, but, you know, you just totally can't get away from it. But and also, I haven't heard Yvonne on. Is she okay?
Oh, yes, she's fine.
Okay, good. Maybe I've just missed her, so. Okay, Richard, I hope you're right that when we wake up in the morning, it'll
be
done.
Doggone it, me too.
Okay, thanks, guys, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Next caller is 843.
Hello, Brother Willie and Brother Richard. How are you tonight?
Fine. How you doing?
Good. I have a question that we had talked about earlier, but we haven't said anything about it since then. And that was that, I think I said one time, if we have a house built, have a business put up, that we should have the fiber optic wiring put in for security purposes.
Okay. Now, first off, everybody's going to be introduced to smart homes. Okay? All right?
Okay.
And smart homes are going to be the ultimate. Okay? And for you to have a smart home, that's a no-brainer. You got to have fiber optics that's running through that house in order to have a smart home, okay, to monitor your home and all.
Yeah, but another thing is that kind of stuff, it's better to put it in while you're building it, even if you don't use
correct.
It or if you use it for something else later. But, yeah, if you're going to have it, put it in while you're building it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, let me say this.
Right.
Now, if you've got, if you buy a fabulous home and it's not a smart home, it's no problem for the technician to come out and convert it. Okay, I mean, this is what they do. This is what they do, okay? But if you're building a home, don't at the last minute say, oh, doggone it. Oh, shoot, the house is almost finished, and I forgot to tell them about that, okay? That's a lot of headache. That's a lot of headache. That's a lot of headache.
Right.
Okay, a lot of headache.
Okay. And another question I had to it, somebody was saying something about if you have a safe room in your house.
Well, smart homes, okay, that's, okay, you can request
you're not gonna
for
have
that
big a, yeah, you're not going to have that big a problem in the future because the energies are going to be different. The cabal are going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's
mm-hmm.
going to have their own money. Nobody's going to be mm-hmm. stealing anything from anybody else, and they're not going to feel like it because everything is free, free energy, free whatever. You got a device that produces anything you want. Money's being given to you and being given to everybody. Crime is not going to be, in the future, is not going to be like it is now.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, you could decide for yourself, but I don't see it being a problem in the future.
No. Because everybody's going to have something. Okay? And you
right.
know, these people out here that's robbing people, and even like right now, the drug dealers are turning on each other right now, okay? The cartels and even your local city drug, everybody's turning on each other right now. Everybody's going to be wanting to live legitimately when they have this money, okay? The all this stuff is going to be cut off. I mean, the crime rate is going to literally drop overnight. Okay?
Yeah, the cabal was the main
right.
ones running the drug companies, and they're going to be gone. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to get really good really, really fast. So the energy is going to be happy. It's not going to be anything to worry about. I mean, whether you build it or not, that's up to you. But I'm telling you, in the future, you're not going to have the dangers and crime and all that you have now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Appreciate it. Have a good
right,
night. And I enjoy you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Next caller is 662.
Yes, sir. Gentlemen, certainly appreciate. Had no idea I'd even get on. I'm a little late, and if this is a repeat, please shut me up. I'm tired of the orators. The people that have gone ahead and done these TDA accounts, isn't there going to be some kind of leniency at the exchange if it was done in good faith? I mean, can't they just take out the amount that they've already used? Now, I'm not one of these, but it's only because of my lack of computer skills. But
it saved you. Huh?
I mean, I need the money, and I know many that do. And I just can't imagine them prosecuting.
Let me just help you with it. It's not
okay.
that people are getting money that's the problem. It's that it's a scam. It's not real.
Okay.
It's fake.
Okay.
It's all false. So, by the way,
so the printouts that they're getting are fake, is what you're saying.
Yeah, whatever they're doing is fake.
Okay, I get it. I get it. You don't have to go any further.
Yeah, afterwards, there's going to be ways for everybody to get their money back, taxes, and the whole thing. But
okay, I got it. I got it. Let me move on to another quick question.
Okay.
And I certainly appreciate, Richard, you just calling it out. I realize I have to use my own discernment, but I appreciate your opinion. What do you think of Zora?
Oh, I love Zora.
Excellent. That's what I wanted to hear.
Oh,
all right,
yeah,
next question. You say the market's going to stay stable. All right, well, what the hell is going to happen
when
we got Google, Monsanto, all these cabal companies, all the pharmaceuticals?
Okay, let me help you with that. Let me help you with that. First of all, I didn't say it was going to stay stable. I said I wasn't going to drop and freak everybody out.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it drops a little bit, or maybe even a lot. Not crazy drop. But I wouldn't be surprised if it dropped to cause a little bit of, stuff in the market for the news media to pay attention to while we're exchanging. I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay, well, here's my...
Now, hang on 1 second, love. I'm going to answer your question. Monsanto, Google, all of these big companies, I know a lot of people say I want to buy them and fix them.
Right.
Every single one of them are already scheduled to be overhauled and be taken over and be fixed automatically.
Okay, thank
all
you.
All the big ones are going to be fixed. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah,
love it.
Exactly.
Now, here's my other question. What about all the naive people that have mutual funds, ETFs, and are living on state retirement checks like teachers' funds and all that BS? That's who they were invested with, Enron, WorldCom, and I mean, I've watched this thing for years.
Yeah,
are they going to be okay?
They're not going to make them drop. They're not going to freak people out. In fact, if anything, once they're good companies, they're going to go up.
Excellent. Excellent. Right? That's what I wanted to hear. I got a lot of friends that did TDAs, and I certainly would hate to see anything bad happen to them.
Yeah, in fact, let me get a little inside information. First, let me check to see if I can. Yes, I can. Okay. So, interestingly, you know, Monsanto's thing is they have all these corrupted seeds that they've developed, you know, these GMOs and stuff.
No shit.
It turns out that the Galactics and the Elders and the New Powers That Be, they have what they call heritage seeds. They have original seed, corn.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They have all of this heritage seed, which will immediately be available for farmers to use, and they will replace all this junk that they got now.
Excellent.
So,
well, they can praise Vandana Shiva for bringing that to the attention of the world. No doubt about that.
It's going to be really good, really fast. First things first, they're going to take care of business. Yeah.
Well,
right.
I am so glad.
I want to back you up on that, Richard. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. First off, there won't be any more Dow Jones.
Amen.
Okay. Okay, the Dow's going to be shut down, okay?
Amen.
Now, for anybody, we talk to little people that have 401ks.
Right.
Or the other
retirement funds they played into forever.
And all that different stuff, okay? They are going to be safe.
Okay.
Okay, you're talking about during the transition period.
Right.
Okay? The only someone that's going to be brought down is anything that's connected to the cabal and these evil bankers.
Okay.
Okay, it's going to be a clean
it won't be hurting. It won't be hurting anybody when they do it. It's only the people they're going to take out. They're going to replace them. They're going to fix the corporations. All the stuff that they're doing that's evil is going to be reversed. Blah blah blah. But they're not nothing in the future. But this is the thing. We're on our way to ascension. Ascension is happiness, prosperity, no worries, love, and peace. And there's nothing that they're going to do that's going to scare people, worry people, freak people out, stress people, any of that. So anything like stock markets crashing or big companies crashing or any of that kind of stuff, none of that's going to happen.
Well, I'm so glad because I don't have anything in it anymore. I'm dead broke. But I certainly have friends that are, and I've been so concerned about them. And this has just really been a relief to me. And I'm sure also to a group that I'm involved with. And thank you, gentlemen, for recognizing me on the call. And look, when you get an orator on the phone, cut them off. Just flip the switch. Nobody wanted to hear about Anna von Reitz. We've been reading her all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
You,
cut them off. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Next caller is 803.
How you doing, my brother?
How you doing, Shirley?
And my brother, Richard, how are you?
Very well, love. Very well. Thank you.
Yes. Just, I think, three things, if not four, but it's going to be very quickly. Yes, I do agree with you about Anna von Reitz, because there's some things she did put in that article today in reference to President Obama, which was totally wrong. And Jester, he was with Oki Oil Man. He was
Dick,
with him
Dick,
way
Dick,
back.
Dick Cheney's good friend.
Yes, yeah. Yes,
huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that crew was very, very, I mean, we could say anything about Nassara or whatever, and they would kick us off the call. So that was before your call started, Willie. And also, Ben Fulford, I have some reservations about him.
I'm not into his reports. I used to read them. They were very interesting, but it got to the point where I don't read them at all. I'm not going to go out and call him big names. He does a lot of reporting, but you know what? I'm not into anything he's saying, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, I want to say this to the family. I know that there are a lot of people that are homeless right now, or like we've heard on the call that they're losing their homes. And, you know, just we're praying that this GCR does come on and kick in so that people, but what we need to expound on, Richard and Willie, is when the RV does happen, that if they can just wait until they get their trust set up before they start buying their large purchases, because you want them to be, you know, under the trust name. Am I not correct?
Well,
instead of their name.
But they can make purchases like that and put them in it afterwards. But the thing about it is, before they make those purchases, they'll probably have their meeting with their wealth manager, and they'll tell them that we're going to do this, and the wealth manager can pop up a house trust just like that, you know. So, yeah, he'll give them advice on being safe. I'm going to have a trust for each of my cars, because they're going to be expensive cars.
Right.
Each of my houses, each of my things, each one's going to be in its own little bubble. So if anything happens or there's any suits involved or anything, it doesn't go outside that bubble to anything else I have. So, yeah, I agree with you on trust. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I want to bring this. I want to bring this to everyone. When you have your trust, please don't allow trust overload to happen in your life when you have a trust. In other words, you're putting a lot of things in one trust, like houses, cars, like businesses, all in one trust. It's got to be in each and in their own individual trust to have the full protection of the trust. Okay.
And you can pay people to do that for you and monitor it for you. It's not any work on your part.
Right.
Well, that's what I wanted to. And Willie, just explain to us again, because I try to explain this to people that come or call me in reference to the trust of not having family members on the board of the trust. You can have family members as far as beneficiaries. But family members, and they're not understanding why they have to have some stranger on their board instead of putting people in there that they know that they could trust.
That's a bad idea to have any family member has a trustee. Okay, all right, and you should no one should do that. We learned this a long time ago. Okay, you don't want any family members. You don't want your pet poodle named Fifi, or anything like that on your trust. Okay, all right. Let them be neutral parties. Okay, and actually, we make the best trustees. Okay, us that's on this call right now, that's Helen Vest and Dinah Dong, Zimbabwe, that's in the prosperity program of the global settlements. Okay? If you find three people who are being blessed with great wealth, okay, and you know them, okay, and like I said, whether in Dinah Dong, Zimbabwe, or the prosperity programs of global settlements, okay? All right? You can use those same people as trustees over and over again. Okay?
Okay. All right. Good. Because their job as being on your trustee is for.
Okay. I'll help you with that. Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, the indenture of the trust is the heart and soul of the trust. That's the orders of the trust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The trustees are just there to make certain that the orders are followed on the trust. Okay. They do not have access to any of your funds.
Right.
Okay. Period. Okay. So a lot of people get confused. They say, "Oh, doggone! I'm gonna put a trustee on there. They might wind up walking away with all my money and all that." No, that's not gonna happen. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah. For instance, the trust may say that for a given person that if the trust pays all this person's bills, so this person just submits their bills for whatever they are, and the trustee pays them because they have to follow the instructions of the trust. The trustee is not making decisions. They're following instructions that were already laid out by you, telling how that trust operates, what it pays for, what it does, and all they do is follow the instructions that you wrote.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They don't have any other choice.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, period. Okay. Period.
Okay. Well, they... So if it's someone that, say, that's not invested, and it's someone, I know we spoke about this some time ago in reference to if there is someone that's on as a trustee and we can have them, make out structural payments to them just to, because I know that everybody is not going to get the $10 million right away. Correct?
Okay,
everybody's not invested in the Dinah.
Yeah, you can do that.
Right.
You can do that, okay? And also, within a common law irrevocable living business trust or a pure trust, there's also some documentation within the indenture that you can have the trustee removed anytime you want to remove them. You can also have that included in the indenture.
The wealth manager will help you with all of that planning. You might have different trusts, and one trust, all it does is pay out a monthly income check. Very simple. It just writes a check every month. Another one pays bills. Another one holds a car. So you're going to have different people for different things, but it's not going to be that. It's not going to be that.
No, it's not
going to
be that hard. No.
Yeah.
Okay. So if they purchased a home before they have a trust set up, when they put that home under that trust, does it automatically move their name off of the home onto that and put it in that trust name?
Yes, the trust owns it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's nothing but a rollover.
Okay, that's what I wanted
But the wealth manager, like Rich said here, okay, I can tell you the whole nine yards right now, okay, because I've been in this stuff for a long time. But anyway. The wealth manager will explain all that to you, but, okay, there's a big but here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You still need to do your own homework and your own study. You still need to learn the basics of trust. So when you go and talk to a wealth manager, if he or she is not quoting something that's not right to you, you'll know immediately what and what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right? Okay.
Okay. So Richard, I know you said something last week in reference to those of us that have several of our ZIMs, and that other ZIMs, and then once one ZIM, say $100 trillion ZIM, just one, will put us in the billions.
Oh yeah.
But if we have more than that one, will we be leaving that money on the table, or can we?
Yeah. See, okay, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's a really good point, because some people say, "Oh, well, you said that a person with fewer ZIM probably might get a higher rate than a person with a bunch." But if a person comes in with 1,000 Zim, if they had $1 per Zim, though they could get more, but just an example, that's a lot of money. And the
right.
thing about it is you got to think, it's like, yes, maybe back in the day when you thought it was only going to be millions for those and now it's trillions, is yes, that's a lot of money, but let's say that you have this certain amount of money. What if I told you you had 100 times that or 1,000 times that or 1,000,000 times that?
Mm-hmm.
When you walk out and you have all that money in your bank, but you're never going to spend more than the dollar's worth, right, per Zim. It's
right.
like, is that really satisfying? Or can you say, you know what, I had 1,000 Zim. I only got $1.50 per Zim because I had so many, but I got all the money I'm ever going to use and never going to spend at all. Just feel good about it, you know, because you're not,
right.
if
right.
you say you're leaving money on the table, but for what? That money is going to run out of gas very shortly, and it's going to be
yep.
worthless. So whatever
right.
other money you got, way beyond what you could spend, is literally going to turn into nothing down the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally going to be worthless. So once you get way past what you'll ever spend and what your family will ever spend and your family's family and generations will ever spend,
right.
then you know what? Just maybe you could have got more, but what would you have done with it?
Right, because
right.
there is, like you said, a time will come when we will not even need
no,
money.
No, won't need it. Won't
when
need
you
it.
When you get this money, the moment you do your exchange, and that minute will be the peak time for spending money, because in that exact minute, you will still be using gas, you'll still be paying electric bills, you'll still be doing all these other things. All these things will still be able to be purchased. But very quickly, medical bills are going to go away because the healing ships. Very quickly, energy is going to be free. Very quickly, we're going to have free flying cars and factories and things. So the highest moment for spending money is going to be the minute you exchange. And every day after that, it's going to drop what money can buy or what money needs to buy.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm glad I asked that because I was wondering about that last week and I didn't get a chance to ask that question in reference to that. So that's a good thing to know. So my children that have it and my relatives that have just gobs and gobs of the Zims really should just gift some out before this happens so that
they can and just get this big number. And be happy. Don't think, well, I could have got more because got more and do what? It's just, it's going to run out of gas. The minute you walk out of the exchange center, that is the moment in your life when you will have the most ability to buy something with money. And every day after that, your ability to buy something, the need for buying something is going to drop. Food, energy, manufacturing, everything, health, all of that is going to turn out to be free or be not needed as far as money goes. So enjoy it, but it's going to be a very short window before money is really not going to be useful anymore.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, the both of you.
You're welcome.
You're
welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you. All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I'll be taking two more callers. Okay. I'm only taking two more calls and we'll end the call. Okay. Next caller is 229.
Hey, good evening to the family. It's the family affair. Good evening, Galactic Gene, Galactic Willie, and Galactic Richard. Got to need someone to help me out answer this question for me. Saturday, I was doing some fishing, and about 10:55, I heard something sound like the sound of speed, and it seemed like an aircraft, but it was partly cloudy, kind of pretty much where you can see when it go past the clouds and see what's coming. This thing was flying so fast, something like Star Wars or Star Trek. I could not see what it was, neither my fishing partner. And he don't believe in UFOs, but
he will.
This thing.
Really soon, he will.
Well, it seemed like it was one to me because it seems like it already went past and we was getting the aftermath of the speed, and it sounded so vivid, loud. I'm like, man, that's
to me. That's got the sound. It sounds kind of like a conventional craft. It might be an advanced craft, but this is the thing. We have helicopters that have abilities to cloak.
Really?
And Yeah, we have helicopters that can do that. Yeah. And so, but it's still kind of a conventional craft because a spacecraft, it doesn't, the way it works with the air, you're not going to hear it go by. It's, you know, it's like when they talk about the alien races, you go out to see the races, and it's like, did they go by yet? It's like, it's like they go so fast and they don't make any sound. And you're not really seeing much, you know.
Only thing you hear is just a whoosh of air.
Yeah,
you hear anything mechanical? You know, like an engine or anything? I mean, you know,
those things are amazing, and they can go like 10,000 miles an hour and make a right turn. It's like they got this mass thing turned off. Yeah.
To give you an example of what we're talking about, okay, just like the Tesla car.
Okay.
Use that as an example. Okay? You can stand right next to a Tesla car, and you can't hear anything. But yet, when that sucker runs down the track, it outruns everything. Okay?
I thought it would be funny to have one of those really high-powered stereo systems with all the amplifiers and all that, and you play a track that sounds like a motor going brum, and put that in a Tesla car.
Yeah, just to bring back the old feel, you know. I'm with you on that.
Well, I was looking for a spaceship out of that. It wasn't an airplane. It didn't sound like an airplane. I've been in the military, and this sounds something like in the theater watching Star Wars.
I mean,
the
it might have been. There's a lot of craft we don't know about, but the spacecraft, typically you're not really going to hear them, but maybe some of them you do hear. But we're gonna. It's gonna be very interesting. Very, very soon, we're gonna see them all. And by the way, I'm buying one. So
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, due to time and respect, I'm gonna respect the time and everything. And respect y'all, gentlemen, and the family. Appreciate everything you're doing.
Thanks so much, my
sir.
Brother. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm.
Final call for tonight is 646.
Yes, Richard. Richard, you said that everything was finished.
Yes.
Does that mean the bad guys have been arrested without our knowledge, or they're trapped and cannot make a move out of where they are? What does that mean?
Well, you know what? There's so many layers of them. I mean, there were your mercenary types. You know, most all of those are gone. There were your computer hacker types that caused that kind of problem. Most of those people are gone. The ones that were causing these running over people and doing stuff like that, most of them are gone. We got faces, but they're pretty much impotent. They're not really doing evil things. But you know what? There could be a few around. But I'm of the opinion that most of the cabal who could cause a problem for this have been dealt with. And that really everything's been done, and there's some sort of timing that's in place that we don't know why or what the reasonings are. But at some point, it's just going to go. And I believe that's going to be very soon. I don't think there's anything that has to be done, not banking, not government, not any other stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you so much, my friend. Thank you. Okay, that was the final call for tonight. Richard?
Yes.
My brother, thank you, thank you, and thank you.
Oh,
so
you're welcome,
much.
Welcome, and welcome.
Yeah, we had a great call tonight, my brother, okay? And
you
know, as always, we'll be looking forward to seeing you Wednesday night. Okay, any last words for the family?
I'm expecting it. I just want to let you know again that the numbers that are going to be coming out are going to be a directory. So whatever country you're in, it won't be just one number. You'll be able to look up your country and get the right number for it. Remember that a lot of good information that's real is really hard to come by right now. But as soon as this goes, you will be able to call that number and ask all the questions you want. When you get to your exchange, you'll be able to ask all the questions you want. When you get to your wealth manager, you'll be able to ask all the questions you want. And those will all be legitimate answers that are true. But until this goes, it's going to be hard to get really true information. Be careful what you read. Really, there's nothing left to read except for getting the numbers.
Right.
So,
right. Right. Right.
That's all we got.
That's it, because everything is in place. You know, and just where it's supposed to be. Thank you so much, Rich. Okay?
You're welcome.
And I'll be in contact with you, my brother, okay? All right?
Okay, cool.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Mm-hmm. Family, we had an excellent call, as usual, all because of the tag team duo of Willie and Richard, okay, that our creator brought us together. We could bring you the truth, okay? Okay, at this time, family, I'd like to end the call tonight with a final prayer. Dear Creator Crexlin, I'm calling on you at this time to watch and protect the family myself tonight in our homes, and our brother Gene and our brother Richard, when we lay our heads down on our pillows. I'm asking you to protect us against Makar's evil and against all evil, both seen and unseen, and all future evils. I'm asking for the same divine protection for every man and woman of your Nassau White Knight teams worldwide. Continue to protect these good men and women so they may bring forth your Nassau, so that we may have our freedom, our sovereignty, and our prosperity given back to us. I'm also asking you to chasten us and bestow wisdom, restore common sense in all of us as in receivership of great wealth, your blessed wealth. Make us all understand that this blessed wealth must be used for good and not evil. All of this I ask in the mighty name of my Am, in the mighty name of my Creator Crexlin, I ask it all. So be it. Let it be done. Family, you know I have nothing but love for you. We see you on tomorrow night's call, and may Crexlin bless you and your families.